And bringing your attention to your body that's sitting here. Feeling the contact points with the ground and the chair or cushion. All those different contact points. It's always a good way to start with your posture and the contact points as a way of grounding yourself. And whenever you are distracted and your mind is going off in different directions, such as to-do lists or plans for the day, your memories, and simply reminding yourself in a very kind way to come back over and over again to the present moment. And to these contact points. And checking in with your body, how it's doing this morning. Is it tired? Is it tense? Are there any, maybe even pain? Is there any pain? Or is there anything pleasant that you could detect, such as warmth or tingling, or even mild feelings like a relaxed sense of breathing? So taking a moment to tune into your body. And without judgment, just noticing what's there. And then if you like, taking a few deep and conscious breaths. And in order to help you shift into a more relaxing mode, you could even focus on lengthening the out-breath a little. For example, by counting to 4 or 5 when you breathe in, and to 6 or 7 or 8 when you breathe out. And if there is any tension in the body, you could even, with an out-breath, letting go of the tension, if that's possible, or some of it. And if that's not possible, simply breathing with what's there. And with the next breath, I invite you to focus on something that's in your current experience that might be a little difficult. But on a scale from 1 to 10, not taking a 9 or 10, but more like a 5 or 6. So something mildly unpleasant or painful. It could be that it's a feeling of loneliness or hurt, or something you're missing, some frustration. But really staying with the mild experience of it. And if you like, if that's possible for you, opening up to this experience and allowing it to be here for now. You could name it, for example, saying there is fear or there is loneliness or whatever is there. And then, wherever you feel this in your body, noticing where you feel it, and putting a hand or two on this part where you feel it. So that could be on your chest, like in my case, or it could be on your belly, or between your eyes. And allowing this gesture of tenderness to really be felt in the body. Maybe you even want to rub on this part or to a little bit push on it. So giving yourself some physical comfort. And even if you like, adding some words. And this could be, you're not alone. I'm here for you. May I be strong in the midst of this. Or whatever supports you in this moment. As if you were talking to a good friend. So imagining yourself, treating yourself as if it was your best friend talking to you. And if it becomes overwhelming at any point, you can go out of the experience. Focus on the contact of your feet with the ground and the buttocks with the chair. And only come back when you feel grounded again. Feel distracted. You can refresh the image from time to time of this difficulty, picturing it and then dropping again in your body, allowing yourself to feel it. And checking in if anything has changed, or if it's still the same in the body. Sometimes it's becoming something else. And just knowing that we are here in a safe space, we are supporting each other, and that it's possible to hold this difficulty here in this safe space together with us. And as a next step, I would like to invite you to call up another person or even other people who might be experiencing difficulties as well. Maybe it's even a person with whom you had your difficulty. And just calling up this person and noticing that he or she too might be hurting and going through a difficult time. And whoever you called up to your mind, see if you can send him or her some good wishes. May you be well. May you be peaceful. And whatever else you would like to send to this person, you are not alone. And also noticing what happens for you in your body as you pronounce these wishes. And calling up, if you like, other people who you would like to send some love and good wishes. Can be friends or colleagues, family members. And sending them whatever you would like to send. May you be well. May you be peaceful. May you be free from suffering. May you feel connected and loved. And then again, bringing yourself in the picture and all these other people. And if you like, again, adding a gesture of warmth and love to yourself. May I and all these other people, may we all feel connected and loved. May we be peaceful and free from suffering. And whatever else you would like to send. And it can be helpful to focus on the area of your heart as you send these heart wishes. And knowing that it's not a problem if you don't feel anything, it's the intention that counts. And now noticing how things are for you. What you feel in your body. If there is any emotion. And if it's anything pleasant, I invite you to feel it, to savor it. Take it in as good as you can. And if it's difficult and painful, I invite you to keep putting a hand on the part where it hurts and keep sending yourself warmth and love. Congratulating yourself for having the courage to stay with the difficulty, to face it, to nourish it. And for the last 2 minutes of this meditation, I invite you to simply focus on the breath while staying also with what's present in your body and your emotions. Simply dropping in the sense of your breathing at the level of your belly or chest. And if you like, bringing a gentle smile to your lips by lifting the corners of your mouth. And you could even set an intention for this day, how you would like to take care of yourself today. What you would like to strengthen today. Could be that it's self-kindness or patience or warmth, or simply being present for whatever comes your way. And taking one more final deep breath. Slow out breath. And then gently letting go of the practice and opening your eyes.